Boom, shakalaka, boom. You've tuned in to the Free Range Human Show of Choice, your daily dose of reality radio, the most incendiary show on the airwaves in Mississippi all throughout the morning time. Hours, this is the Clay Edwards Show. I am, of course, Clay Edwards, and I'm live here on 103.9 FM, WYAB, all throughout central Mississippi, and streaming worldwide at WYAB.com, as well as the TuneIn app and Alexa. Just search WYAB. If you can't listen live, you missed anything, had to get out of your car in the middle of a conversation, want to go back and hear what I had to say, what the callers, texters may have to say, you can, of course, always download the podcast. You don't even have to download. I don't know why we call it download the podcast. You go to the dang podcast player of choice and you hit play. Now, you can download it if you're on Wi-Fi somewhere, but it's going to eat up your storage. It did mine. I apparently had about 100 podcasts a week downloading to my phone, and it ran out of storage. I deleted 2 years worth of video trying to make more storage before I finally figured out that my Apple podcast was downloading to my phone. You don't have to do all that. Just hit play. It may use some of your cell phone data. So if you, back to my point about downloading, you can download while you're on Wi-Fi, then you can go back and listen when you're in your car and it won't eat against your phone data. But come on. I mean, really, are you using that much data? There's plenty of unlimited plans available at this point in the game. Quit being so cheap. Anyway, you can always check out the podcast. Just search Clay Edwards Show wherever you download podcasts, music, or stream videos such as YouTube and Rumble. But I always prefer that you guys go to the audio-only type outlets, Apple, Spotify, Podbean, iHeart, wherever you listen to podcasts, it pushes out everywhere. And YouTube, we try to put more clips and stuff up there. The show does go to YouTube and Rumble. It just doesn't get there as early, and I don't have as much control over that. But neither here nor there. That's how you can listen to the show if you can't hear it live. Mazda of Jackson phone line this morning. If you want to chime in, got something you want to get off your chest, 601-879-0002. 601-879-0002. The Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. It's a Monday here, and we are live. Hey, real quick before we get started. Burgers, Blues, Barbecue, Flowood, open for breakfast right now. Get over there, enjoy a great breakfast. Or, hey, if you're just getting off work at one of the hospitals or whatnot, third shift, get over there, grab a drink. They got $4 mimosas, $4 Bloody Marys, and $1 off draft beer early in the mornings. They open at 6:30. I think breakfast and happy hour runs till 10:30. They got the chicken and waffles. Try the chicken and waffles. Be sure to get over there and check us out. This Wednesday night and for the next three Wednesdays, they'll be doing Cordless Corner. It's an acoustic, unplugged, open mic type competition for cash and prizes. We're down to, I believe, 8 contestants this Wednesday night. That's at the downtown Brandon Burgers Blues Barbecue location. Starts at 7, wraps up around 10, and man, does Mississippi have some talent they can be proud of. It's free to get in. Come try some great food. We'll be telling you more about it. I may have a burger or chicken sandwich of the day I tell you about here later. All right. Colin Kaepernick versus Harrison Butker, man. This Harrison Butker thing has really, really aggravated all the right people. If you're not familiar with Harrison Butker, I'm not going to dig too deep into it and give you a history lesson. We've talked about it multiple times on this show. If you listen to talk radio, you most likely know what I'm talking about. He's the kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs who had the audacity to give a commencement speech at a Catholic school in front of an audience that overwhelmingly agrees with him about conservative, traditional American family values. He had the audacity, off the clock, in the off season, not in his uniform, not on the field, not during the national anthem, to have an opinion that differs from the rainbow supremacies. And the rainbow supremacy ain't just gay, by the way. Actually, gay is the least bit of the rainbow supremacy. This is what I call the LGBTQ people. If you're new here, I came up with a saying. It's called the rainbow supremacy. It's the left-wing alphabet soup nut jobs, whether it's BLM, LGBTQ, LMNOP, trans, pan, any of that stuff. There's like a big tent, and they all crammed themselves under it. Diversity, equity, and inclusion people. The rainbow supremacy. And if you want to single one out, they're a rainbow supremacist. That's what they call us. White supremacy. White supremacist. Well, we can turn that funhouse mirror right back around at them. Rainbow supremacist, rainbow supremacy. Use that today. Make somebody go, ree! Anyway, all the right people are mad. And they've just come unhinged, comparing it to Colin Kaepernick. Oh, the same people that told Colin Kaepernick just to shut up and play football now think it's okay for Harrison Butker to tell people that women make good mothers. Oh my God, the audacity. Women make good mothers. Women are happiest when they're mothers. A bunch of people who most likely can't even be mothers, who are not mothers, got mad because he said women are usually their happiest when they're doing the mother thing. That's not a lie. A woman doing the natural thing that they were put on earth to do. I know y'all don't want to hear that. Some of y'all don't want to hear that women were put on earth to birth. But that's kind of why they're here. Well, and companionship. I don't mean that in a sexist way. I mean, like, we're here to put seed in them. They're here to give birth. It's how the animal kingdom works. It's how reproduction works. When God created this whole thing, he went thinking, I'm going to put women here to be boss chicks. She's going to have a master's degree. Anyway, just taking it back a few years for y'all there. People are trying to compare this to Colin Kaepernick. They're saying that we're calling us a bunch of hypocrites because we think it's okay for Harrison Butker to give his opinion in front of a very specific audience that wanted to hear his opinion. And they're like, oh, but y'all had a problem with Colin Kaepernick taking the knee? As a matter of fact, I did. Colin Kaepernick was on the clock. I didn't want to watch Colin Kaepernick take a knee. I didn't put it on the NFL that day and say, you know what I sure hope to see today? I sure hope to see Colin Kaepernick down on his knees. Probably not his first time. Down on his knees on a football field disrespecting our flag and our veterans. On the clock in his uniform while he's being paid to do so. Yeah, big difference. Now look. I hate Colin Kaepernick. I hate everything he stands for. But I support his right to have his opinion off the clock. Yeah. That's why I finally got me a job where I could give my opinions on the clock. That's why I started a talk radio show. That's why I started a podcast. That's why I created my social media platforms. That's why I don't work for anybody. There ain't nobody y'all can call and complain to. This is what I do. This is why I challenge so many of y'all to do it. Start a podcast. Don't want to start a podcast? Pull that phone up. Pull that Facebook, that Instagram, that TikTok, whatever your app of choice is, X. They all got a button on that says go live. Go live. Don't want to go live? Record it in your camera. Post it after you've done a little editing. Feel more confident about it. Whatever. I take one take. I may screw them up. I don't do a lot of editing. I ain't Joe Biden. It don't take 6 edits for 14 seconds. So one of the former Kansas City Chiefs, bitter single woman, obviously never had any kids, so she feels very personally attacked. Well, hey, there's nothing wrong if you don't have any kids, by the way. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with if you've decided to be a boss chick. Nothing wrong with that at all. People who know there's nothing wrong with that aren't offended by this, by the way. But the people who know that they regret those decisions and they're 35, 40 years old, they hadn't had kids yet, he's clearly above target because all the crazy cat ladies have come out of the woodwork. Mad is seven levels of hell at Paris and Butker. Here's a former, this chick is absolutely insufferable. Is it insufferable or unsufferable? It's insufferable. This chick is absolutely insufferable. I don't want to call her a teammate. She was a Kansas City cheerleader. So this is actually one of the rare, attractive left-wing women. But, of course, if you ever find an attractive one, their crisis twice as crazy as the blue hairs. She's a former Chiefs cheerleader, and she has made it her social media shtick attacking Harrison Butker. This is absolutely insanity. Here we go. I don't even know her name. Stephanie Hills is her name. This is from Libs of TikTok on X. Did I hit the wrong button? No, sorry. I had the mic button on. Here we go.
I put on a blazer and my finest jewelry in case any of the national news wants to use this and air it without my consent. My video addressing my favorite former coworker, Harrison Butkert, has popped off. And I'm about it because now I am a voice for the people that he attacked. And since the mainstream media is going to use whatever content they want, I thought I might as well dress up and give them a formal speech. It has never been about whether or not a woman should stay home with her family. If that is the best decision for her, do you. If you want to have a career, do you. If you want to do both, pop off, do you. My issue lies when entitled men in positions of privilege, such as...
No, I'm sorry, sweetie. Being in the NFL is not a position of privilege. That is a position of the best of the best. It was earned. It was not privilege. It was earned.
As Harrison Butkert uses a graduation speech to put a woman in her place, instead of congratulating her on her accomplishments. Are you shocked at some of his public supporters? I was not, because something these people all have in common, privilege. The harsh reality is that majority of Americans cannot support their family on a single income. Those little bundles of joys are expensive. So telling a bunch of women that that's when their life begins? Well, I guess it depends if they're privileged or not. Baffles me that people think that social media has like warped this speech into something it's not. If you think that, you should go watch the 20-minute long speech, and I promise you, you're going to be sweeping your jaw off the floor by the end.
But because he was not afraid to speak the truth. That's the only surprising thing that I got from that was finally an NFL player grabbed it by the sack and spoke the damn truth.
Why are none of his supporters talking about the part of the speech where he condemns a woman's right to her access to health care?
No. He condemned abortion and killing babies, you dumb witch.
Such as abortion, IVF, surrogacy, and birth control, or the part where he called gay people deadly sinners and mocked their Pride Month.
Well, look, it's only 12 days away to Pride Month, and we're going to have a celebration of mocking it here on this show.
That's low. Another thing we have in common, Harrison, is we are both Catholics, and I want everyone to know that our God preaches love. And not hate. Many people are asking if there's going to be any consequences for Harrison Butkert. And I can tell you now, the answer is no. Because he is a Super Bowl winning kicker.
Well, at least you and I agree on something, you bat crap crazy nut job.
He is a privileged male athlete. And like many other privileged male athletes, he is untouchable. Female athletes do not have that luxury.
Because most people don't pay to watch y'all play.
We cannot speak out about controversial topics without risking our reputation.
That's a damn lie. United States women's soccer team spent the last 4 years, 6 years, crapping on the American flag while playing for the American team and did not lose their jobs.
and our career. Well,
what do y'all think? The Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. Was Harrison Butker above target there? I mean, all the right people are very, very mad. I saw Jemele Hill talking about it. Anytime Jemele Hill and I are on the separate side of a topic, I know I'm always on the right side of that topic. So, all right, this is the Clay Edwards Show. We will be right back here on WYAB. Guys, if you're in the market for a new pre-owned vehicle, check out Noel Daniels Motor Company right there at 219 Woodgate Drive in Brandon, Mississippi. That's right there in Cross Gates. You can't miss it. You know Noel Daniels. Over 50 years in the automotive industry. They've got all your high-end and affordable pre-owned used cars, trucks, SUVs, and more there. I'm sitting looking here at a 2021 F-150. Kind of scrolling through the website. You can check it out at noeldaniels.cars. And look, don't forget, they got that all-new line of Icon electric golf carts and scooters, all customized to the T and or basic if you just want something simple. They got it all. Check them out, noeldaniels.cars. And don't forget, they buy cars at noeldaniels.cars or Noel Daniels Motor Company. But the website is noeldaniels.cars. Got those Icon scooters sitting here. Looks like they start as low as $850. These things are super neat. We'll be right back. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. This segment brought to you by A1 Gear and Auto. Guys, look, they have led the industry for the last 16, 17 years in your ring and pinion and gear work. And it's what they do. It's where they butter their bread. Industry-leading service when it comes to your ring and pinion, front end, rear end, transfer cases, all that good stuff. But hey, look, man. They can do all of your automotive repairs. I've been using them for my family, my girlfriend's family, my daughter, my mom, my dad, myself. We all send our vehicles to A1 Gear and Auto. Whether you got a check engine light on, need brakes, need an oil change, car running hot, they can do it all at A1 Gear and Auto. The only thing they don't mess with is your ring and pinion. I'm sorry. That's the main thing they mess with is diesel engine repairs. They do not do diesel engine repairs. We got a great sponsor here on WYAB that does that. Hit us up. I'll give you their info. But everything else, A1 Gear and Auto, check them out today. Look, AC not working. You know it if your AC ain't working. You don't have to wonder right now. You got, well, it's kind of cool outside. Maybe that 240 is blowing. Maybe I just need to get going a little faster. Mm-mm. There ain't no hiding it no more. You know that AC ain't working. Let them get your AC working for you. They worked on a buddy of mine's a few weeks ago, got it up and rolling after a million failed tries from other local repair shops. Justin and the team finally got it going. So check them out. Florence, Mississippi, Highway 49 South, big white building, big red sign. If you're trucking down 49 from Richland, pretty much as soon as you get into Florence, it's going to be right there on the right before you get to Gunter Road. If you got to Gunter Road, you went too far, but you can't miss it. A1 Gear and Auto. All right. Joe Biden's border. Guys, I tightened up. I did a lot of work yesterday. I'm kind of trying to tighten the show up a little bit. And I hope y'all noticed that this morning. We're gonna zoom through a bunch of different topics today. The weekend blessed us with a lot of content. Sometimes it doesn't. And Monday's going to be the hardest show of the week to prep for. But yesterday we had topics aplenty. And I actually deleted some as the day went on. I was like, oh, wait, that's a better one to talk about. Joe Biden's border has wreaked havoc on women with these murderous, rapist criminals just walking right on into America. Whether it's bringing pounds upon pounds upon pounds of fentanyl, did you know that they had a fentanyl bust in Rankin County last week? Now I know it's faux pas to kick the Rankin County Sheriff's Department while they're down, but we ain't about that life here. We're gonna call a spade a spade. Kudos to John, Tony, and Voodoo. They got enough fentanyl off the street to have killed all of Rankin County. possibly the entire state of Mississippi in one bust. But that's Joe Biden's border that's doing that. That's Joe Biden's wide open border bringing in these people who would have a better life in an American prison than Venezuela or whatever hellhole they decided to come up here from. Well, one guy, very entrepreneurial individual, decided that he would convert one of these Ford Transit looking vans. It may not be a Ford. I'm just trying to paint the picture so y'all understand. It probably was a Dodge. One of these Transit vans, he decided to turn it into a mobile. If you got kids in the car, you probably want to change the channel real quick, turn it down, tell them to put their hands over their ears. It's going to be a little graphic conversation here. I'm going to give you a 5-second run up. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. He turned his vehicle into a mobile rape dungeon on wheels. Of course, it belonged to an illegal. They found children's toys inside of it with condoms and ropes. This monster, who's in our country illegally, would lock women in here and rape them. It's absolutely horrifying. Here's the news story telling you all about it. And this is just in California. Now, look, I mean, California, you know, you F around, you find out. This is what happens. I'm sure they'll probably give him a key to the damn city here soon. But here's the news story from Fox 11 in Pomona, California, I mean.
First exclusive look inside what investigators call a, quote, rape dungeon on wheels.
Oh, my God.
Described as rigged for rape. Condoms, ropes, bungees, children's toys, multiple cell phones and hard drives, and the mattress. Worn, stained, disgusting.
And I can say in almost a 20-year career, this is the most disturbing scene I've ever been in. Now, all of that evidence has, of course, been processed. Everything that's in here is what's left.
Investigators say the man they call a serial rapist would lock women inside this mobile cage, locked in from the outside, behind this metal partition with no escape, except for by their scream that they describe as blood-curdling. Detectives say that scream likely saved a 26-year-old woman's life. 40-year-old Eduardo Sarabia is now locked behind a similar metal cage on suicide watch. He was arraigned on Wednesday, formally charged with 2 felony counts of sexual assault for forcible rape of 2 women this week alone. But based on this setup, detectives believe there are many more yet to come forward. LA County Sheriff's deputies say the man lived inside this 2015 Ford Transit van where he would offer females a ride, say he was camping up in the San Gabriel Mountains, and then take them to a dark, scary, remote location in the Angeles National Forest with no chance of a cell signal. It's up Highway 39 in Azusa Canyon at mile marker 21 in a pitch black dirt turnout. And inside this, quote, rape dungeon, investigators say that's where Sarabia would rape and molest them. Unfortunately, this looks like it's only the beginning of what's to come. So many more.
So they've put out a bunch of, they put out a big bulletin, APB type situation, asking for more women to come forward. But that's Joe Biden. So next time this liberal media in Mississippi, whether it be the Mississippi Free Press, the mainstream TV outlets, any of these nut jobs on Twitter, your purple-haired barista coworkers, anytime they call you a bigot or a racist because you have the audacity to think the border should be closed, and hey, can we at least just check your damn ID before you come into our country? Next time they call you any of that, verbally pimp slap them and then show them this. You call them the bigot. You call them the racist. Say, nuh-uh, I'm rubber, you're glue. What bounces off me sticks on you. How about this? Kapow! I bet you have a rape ban, don't you? Let's take a call. Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, you're on the air.
Ooh, you're not on the air. You're not on the air. Let's do this. Let's take a break. We ran over there. This is the Clay Edwards Show. We will be right back on WYAB. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. This segment brought to you by Foremost Foundations and Constructions. For foundations, Foremost uses innovative polyfoam technology that with great precision can, in fact, correct and restore sinking concrete quickly. They provide solutions for long-term that can improve the ability of the actual soil to support the foundation or concrete slabs. Thanks to their specially designed rigs, they can drill and lift without the need for heavy excavation, which that, my friends, is going to save you some money. The team has decades worth of experience. They've tried all the old tricks. They know what works, and they have weeded out the ways which do not. Experts in foundation repair, polyfoam, drainage, seawalls, and retaining walls. Check them out online at Foremost Foundations. That's foundations with an S. Foremostfoundations.com. Man, that polyfoam technology is great. You got a sidewalk that's jacked up, got a driveway that's sinking, that's done in concrete sections. Check out the polyfoam technology. Maybe they can save you some money not having to dig it all out and start it over. That's foremostfoundations.com. Mazda Jackson phone line. Somebody tried calling in a minute ago and didn't stay on hold. Same person I accidentally hung up on or whatever. 601-879-0002. The Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. I'm going to get to all y'all's text here before the end of the hour, I do promise, but I got a lot of topics I want to hit this morning. So we're going to blaze through them, and then we'll circle back to the text. So if you want to get in, insert your opinion in the middle of one of these topics, the phone line is going to be the way to go this morning. 601-879-0002 is the Mazda of Jackson phone line. Joe Biden. We just talked about Joe Biden's, that Joe Biden supporter that's here illegally, that turned a vehicle into a mobile rape dungeon. 666, another reason to never go to California. Not that I need it anymore. We have sunshine and beaches in Mississippi. Why do I need to go to California and get it with a side of poop on the sidewalk? No reason to do that. There's nothing in California for Clay. I've been there before. Couldn't get home soon enough. So I'm all good in the hood. I'd much rather be a big fish in a small pond right here in central Mississippi. But speaking of Joe Biden, Joe Biden was in the ATL, A-Town, this weekend, pandering to some HBCU grads. And I believe, was it Morehouse? Let's see here. At Morehouse, you know, just like any good white liberal, he loves to tell black folks that they're victims and that America really hates them. So here is Joe Biden giving the commencement speech to a bunch of uninterested black folks at Morehouse College in Atlanta. And what's great about this is most of them actually are sitting down with their backs turned to him, but it's not because they're Trump supporters. It's because they're upset about Palestine. Anyway, here's Biden stumbling through. This is the same guy, by the way, that thinks he's going to beat Trump in a debate.
Today. You missed your high school graduation.
Because y'all shut the schools down.
You start a college just as George Floyd was murdered.
What the hell does George Floyd have to do with them starting college? George Floyd committed suicide.
And there was a reckoning on race. It's natural to wonder if democracy you hear about actually works for you. What is democracy? If black men are being killed in the street, what is democracy?
By each other. Being killed on the street by each other. I got the numbers to prove it.
Betrayal of broken promises still leave black communities behind. What is democracy? You have to be 10 times better than anyone else to get a fair shot. Most of all, what does it mean, as we've heard before, to be a black man who loves his country, even if it doesn't love him back in equal measure?
Now, especially if we're talking about Republican, black Republicans. Well, this country hates them. This country hates black Republicans. But we. I got some more audio of the venerable Joe Biden, America's dad, here, popping off at the mouth. Let's see here. Get to my bookmarks. Oh, let's see. Old Joe Biden. Guys, we got so much to talk about this morning. I'm so excited about this. Big show today. All right, here's some more clips of America's pedophile president, allegedly. Biden says in this one, he never thought there'd be a national effort to restrict sexually explicit content from elementary schoolers. I'm going to let him say it, and then I'm going to repeat that. Because, yeah, you heard what you thought you did.
I never thought when I was graduating in 1968, as your honoree just was, we talked about, I never thought I'd be in a present of time when there's a national effort to ban books. Not to write history, but to erase history. They don't see you in the future of America, but they're wrong. To me, we make history, not erase it.
So Biden thinks that pornographic books should still be available for kids in schools. He just told you. I mean, that's the only books they're trying to not ban. There's a big difference in a book ban. A book ban is like what they did to Trump on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and Yahtzee. Did Trump got banned from Yahtzee? Anyway, that's a ban where somebody is just absolutely disallowed. It's like what they did to Alex Jones. They banned them from public discourse because they're a threat to their version of democracy. But yeah, that's right. Joe Biden telling a bunch of black folks. You know, black folks, I think, at the core are truly, truly way more conservative in their values, or at least they used to be. At least the black Gen Xers were. Their kids and grandkids, I don't know, man. Have y'all been to Atlanta lately? Hoo-wee. I'm just telling you, if you go to Atlanta and you decide to hook up with a chick, just make sure it's a chick. Just make sure it's a chick. That's all I'm going to say. Let's play some more Joe Biden here. This is Chronic Liar Joe telling folks to check his record out. You know what I'm saying? This is Joe. His record is easily verifiable BS, but he wants you to check it out because he believes his resume is up to snuff.
Many of you graduates don't know me, but check my record. You know what I'm saying? I mean from my gut.
Check my record, man. Pal. Check my record, pal. Let's play another few seconds of it. I saved all these. They're kind of funny, so we're going to listen to them.
A boundless future where your legacies lift us up to show those who follow. A bigger, brighter future that proves the American dream is big enough for everyone to succeed.
What the hell did he just say?
Blah, 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 blah. A boundless future where your legacies lift us up to show those who follow. A bigger, brighter future that proves the American dream is big enough for everyone to succeed.
I have no clue what that last 3 seconds was. Maybe this will be easier to understand. We may or may not have already played this. Bear with me.
Today. You missed your high school graduation.
Yeah, we already played that one. All right, let's read some of your texts on the Guns and Gear text line. Phone line is wide open as well. Mazda of Jackson, 601-879-0002. The Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. We got Jerry. He says, what's wrong with Biden's border policy? You need to look at the big picture, Clay. I can overlook it as long as he supports a woman's rights to choose and Medicare for all. That van may have given the address to a woman's clinic for their choice of free health care. Viva la Democrat. Yeah, maybe he was given mobile abortions. Maybe it was not a rape dungeon. Josh on the Guns and Gear text line. Why are successful white men always called privileged or entitled? And the God message of love, not hate, is false. Several verses state death, anger, and destruction. Salting the earth behind you after killing every human and animal is one. Sodom and Gomorrah is another. On another note, if you hang the American flag upside down, it means you are under duress. How do you hang a pride flag upside down? And would you do that? And what would that mean? Yeah. How do you hang a pride flag upside down? And what would that mean? Asking for a friend. I bet you if you hung a pride flag upside down, they would pipe bomb your house. Let's see here. Roger chimes in and says he needs that bouncing ball bouncing across the closed captioning while he's talking. I think I do too. When I read some of these text messages, they format like a text message, instead of like long. So it's like three words, three words, three words. Circling back to our conversation that we started the show about female athletes and Harrison Butker and women and all that good stuff. Unknown texter. Brittany Griner was allowed back in the WNBA after all of her escapades. Yeah, and now her wife is pregnant. Cheers. Sean sent a text in. Actually, let me read Blake's first. Blake says, they're all mad because they have already messed up all their lady parts and can't have children. Obviously, all the NFL owners and coaches disagree with Colin Kaepernick because he hasn't played in the NFL since. They just won't admit it. And I ain't got no problem with that. He's a once you created such a big distraction that it's what the cameras are looking for, that every NFL game, these guys that produce the games are starting off with, all right, we're going to play the national anthem and we're going to go straight to showing Kaepernick kneeling. It's become bigger than the sport, bigger than the game. And then they start, you're forced to pick a side. All the players are forced to pick a side. Like, nobody was allowed to be neutral. Like, I don't care what rich NFL players think that have never worked a real job a day in their life. I ain't mad at them. Kudos. They're talented. They're the best of the best. They earned their way to that. But I don't care about their political opinions. I don't care about Harrison Butker. I agree with it. I could have just watched that speech. I'll be honest. I'm going to be 100% honest with y'all. I watched that speech not knowing who the hell Harrison Butker was. I did not know he was the kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs. That's how little I watch NFL nowadays. But I had no idea. Then I saw that he was the kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs. So I was like, oh, I like that guy. I'm going to read Sean's text here real quick, and we got to take our break. And Sean makes a great point. I just disagree. Sean says, I agree in principle on the Kaepernick part, the part that Cap was on the job and Butker was not. That being said, that argument doesn't hold water in practice. What I mean is, we don't care when athletes make political or religious statements that we agree with while at work, i.e. players praying on the field, because that conduct doesn't offend us. Kaepernick did something that was very offensive to a lot of people. Had he led a prayer group on the 50-yard line, it would not have bothered anyone. I think there's a difference in prayer and politics, and that's a big problem that we've gotten into in this country, is we've replaced our religion with our political affiliations. Let's take a break. We'll be right back on the Clay Edwards Show. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. Guys, we got about 40 seconds here for our top of the hour break. We ran over a couple times there. Look, coming up in hour two, it's action-packed. We've got a bunch to talk about. We're going to start with something a little just off the beaten path. A woman finds out her best friend of 20 years slept with her husband at his bachelor party. How do y'all think that story ends? And what would you do? It's going to be the question. We're also going to talk about the teachers up in North Mississippi that sent the kill 'em all text messages talking about the students. We're going to get into the MJT versus Jasmine Crockett dispute and some more stuff. We'll be right back on the Clay Edwards Show. Boom goes the dynamite. It's hour two of the most incendiary show on radio. This is the Clay Edwards Show. I'm, of course, Clay Edwards. Guys, make sure you're following me on social media. Very, very active on X, formerly Twitter. No longer Twitter. It ain't X or Twitter. It is simply just now X. Twitter.com is officially dead and has been deactivated. It is X.com. I'm on X at SaveJXN. That's Save Jackson. Or just type in my name. Find all out. Find all the nice things that the folks over at the Mississippi Free Press have been saying about me. At SaveJXN. Give me a follow. This segment is going to be brought to you by Pure Air Consultants. Ever wonder why your AC has stopped working? I changed the filters in mine at the house yesterday. Did it all by myself. Anyway, the common reason for this issue includes issues like a flip switch, a dirty condenser, an improperly sized unit, an old unit, or a malfunctioning thermostat. For over 40 years, Pure Air Consultants has been delivering exceptional cooling systems to Central Mississippi. Hey, and they want to offer you a rare gift, and that is a free labor warranty for 5 years. I don't know about y'all, but have you had to get HVAC work done lately and it not been under warranty? You'll appreciate a free labor warranty. They also offer new construction builds, thermostat installation, and more. Financing is available. Pure Air Consultants also specializes in air duct cleaning, air duct sealing, and dry vent cleaning. Make sure the air you breathe is as clean and fresh as possible. Contact them today at mypureairconsultants.com. That's mypureairconsultants.com. Ream, a new degree of comfort. I got one more guy I got to tell y'all about. Skipped an ad read a minute ago. We got to talk about our buddy Bruce over at Eye Gear Optical in Pearl real quick. Eye Gear Optical will never hand out a pair of glasses like a box of shoes. Bruce, he's going to adjust your frames before taking measurements and a second time after the lenses have been installed. When you pick them up, you're going to do a fine tune for a personalized custom fit. That is three times he's going to get those things tuned and tweaked just right for you. And I'm telling you, man, I bought a cheap pair of glasses one time and it gave me the worst migraine I've ever had in my life. Bruce is going to ask a lot of questions. He's going to get you the best lenses with just the right amount of technology for all your wants and needs. He's also going to make sure you select the right frame for maximum comfort, durability, and style that fits your needs. Don't forget, Eye Gear Optical is not an insurance company because they want to deal with you instead of having an insurance company tell them how to take care of you. Got any questions? Let them know. Eye Gear Optical, they fit glasses for you, for your lifestyle, and your budget. Get your vision in high gear today. That's eyegearoptical.com, located at 2630 Highway 80 East in Pearl, Mississippi. Eye Gear Optical. Guys, I'm going to take a turn here. I was going to talk about this kind of why not to trust people story about a woman finding out her best friend of 20 years slept with her husband at his bachelor party. It's something I saw on Outkick.com, but I saw something that piqued my interest just a little bit more during the break here. Dr. Jordan Peterson retweeted Libs of TikTok, and he simply says, at some point, willfully blind stupidity reaches criminal proportions. We're long past that on the gender front. Here's what he's talking about. This is Libs of TikTok on X says, scoop. Kara Davis, the executive director of teaching and learning at Saline Schools, it's in Saline, Michigan, sent an email to staff notifying them that they can no longer use terms boy or girl because gender language can be harmful to students. She also says, these people are in charge of your kids' education. Here's the email sent out to teachers from Kara Davis at Saline Schools in Michigan. And if you think for one second this kind of stuff ain't going to dribble down here into Mississippi, you, my friends, are wrong. There's a lot of middle-class Madison single wine moms out there right now, liberal, mad, on some Facebook forum. I can't believe they're trying to ban sexually explicit books in my hometown, these book burners. Got pictures of Lindsey Beckham and Moms for Liberty on their dartboard. Anyway, here's the email. It says, I am reaching out because I have received feedback that the docents and or schoolmasters are using binary gender language, boy, girl, to orient students in the Webster Blaise activities. I am confident that all volunteers want to create the best experience possible and would never intentionally exclude students. I also recognize that there's a historical accuracy to this practice. However, I want to ensure we aren't replicating harmful practices on students of today to model what happened historically. With this in mind, an adjustment that needs to be communicated to the docents / schoolmasters is that they should not use boy or girl to refer to students. They can use students, children, visitors, rather than specifying boys or girls. If students need to be divided into groups, examples of doing so without causing harm to transgender and non-binary students is Students with birthdays from January to June on the right. Students with birthdays from July to August line up on the left. Another strategy would be to number students and divide in half, 1 through 12, 13 through 24, or odds and evens. Docents can explain that teachers historically may have organized their students by boy-girl, but should not actually employ it as a strategy. I include the following notice in my email to teachers regarding the district inclusion practices and relevant policy language. But what if you need to divide them by boys and girls? There are some things that are just relevant to girls that aren't relevant to boys, and vice versa. These people have lost their ever-loving minds. And it is beyond time for some accountability in this world. This is some rich, uppity private school. And these parents are asking for this stuff. They're probably all about it. Could you imagine if that was in Mississippi? But it is in Mississippi. They're practicing stuff like this every day in some corporations around here and some schools around here. You know they are. Let's not forget, and I'm sure people would love for me not to bring this up, the kids on the golf team at that private school out on Lakeland Drive. Used to be University Christian. That were on the golf course and saw a ball that got near somebody's back porch with a rainbow flag up. And the kid said, no, I'm not going over there. Those people are crazy. And it got caught on a Ring cam, and the crazy woman put a viral TikTok out, putting these kids on blast and all that. And the school, the Christian school, punished the kids. Punish the kid for speaking what is in the Bible at a Christian school. Make it make sense, Jesus. Make it make sense. So if you think for 1 second, Clay, why are you talking about some nonsense up in Michigan? They like Gretchen Whitmer. They're nut jobs. They helped steal the election from Trump because it's already down here. That's why we're talking about it. Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. Paul says, glad my son is at Steens Creek in Florence. They say the pledge. They sing the national anthem. Even had a fingernails and football day a couple of weeks ago. Divided them by gender, girls painted nails, boys threw the football. Look, man, I'm all for a good time. I mean, my daughter went to Steens Creek and Florence and stuff, and they did a dad's beauty pageant thing one time. You know, where dads dress up like girls and the dresses and all that. I was going to do it. But that was when my colon ruptured, and I spent a couple of weeks in the hospital, almost dead. So other family members stepped in and did it for me. Thank y'all. I'm okay with stuff like that. That's fun. That's a fundraiser. That's hoo-hoo, ha-ha. That's adults doing something stupid. I mean, it wouldn't have been my idea. I wouldn't have been the one that sat around and said, hey, you know, I got a good idea. Let's dress the dads up like trannies. And send them out on stage. It's funny. And, if you're going to do something like that, it's funny. It's like drag shows. You ever been to a drag show? I know a lot of you have. You may not want to admit it. Hell, I don't like admitting it. But it's these freaks of nature up on a stage. And they're fun. It's just funny. You laugh at them. They're freaks. Now, for some reason, we're pandering to this weird subculture. And it makes no sense to me. I'm not. I don't. Like, people call me a transphobe. I can't be a transphobe because I don't acknowledge that trans is a real thing. You're a man or you're a woman. If you cut your thing off, you're just a man without a thing. Women, if they cut their breast off, you're just a woman without breast. Actually, you still have them. You still have breasts. You just have very small ones. I do not acknowledge your pronouns. I do not acknowledge your sexual gender preference. I do not acknowledge that trans is a real thing. Period. So I can't be a transphobe. Let's take a break. This is the Clay Edwards Show. We'll be right back on WYAB. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. Guys, this segment is going to be brought to you by Mercy House Auto Center. They just had their big banquet the other night out there. Hate I couldn't make it. But you can make it down to Mercy House Auto Center in Crystal Springs, Mississippi, if you're looking to purchase a vehicle that you can afford. You're rolling on a budget, got bad credit, got great credit. It doesn't really matter, to be honest with you. They can get you taken care of no matter what. Looking to pay cash for a vehicle? They do, in fact, have some cash cars. First come, first serve. Get in there, check them out. They specialize in vehicles in that $10,000 to $20,000 range. That's kind of their sweet spot, which I know that's a lot of money. Don't get me wrong. But it's hard to find vehicles in that price range. I know people don't want to hear this, but like $7,000 or $8,000, that's the new cash car. Good luck finding a $3,000 car. You may want to make sure the title's legit. Anyway, get down to Mercy House Auto Center today. Hey, you can always donate your vehicle. Trying to sell something, maybe you got something in the yard that's not running, a project you were working on, an old car that you got handed down, just don't need anymore, tired of paying insurance for it, taking up space. Give them a call. Donate it. Get the tax write-off. Business owners, you got a fleet of vehicles it's time to swap out? Consider donating your old fleet and get that tax write-off. And you get the tax write-off, you can get the immediate for what the book value is or whatever, or you can get the, if you can wait till they sell it, you'll get the tax write-off for the full amount they sell it for, which could be more money in your pocket at the end of the year. 1099 employees, I'm especially talking to you guys. So that's mercyhouseautocenter.com. Located right down there in Crystal Springs, Mississippi. Go see them. Good folks, man. Putting fathers back in homes and helping beat addiction with the profits raised from the auto dealership. That's good stuff, man. They're also giving those guys jobs, teaching them how to sell, teaching them how to work on cars, the whole nine yards. It is just a great operation. God's doing great things down there at Mercy House Adult and Teen Challenge. Let's read some of your texts on the Guns and Gear text line this morning. Reaganken just chimes in. If my messages will load, here we go. Says, what was she doing at a? Oh, we're talking about that's circling back to that other thing. Reagan, I'm gonna skip that since I didn't actually get to that story, but that was part of it. Like, what was the girl doing at the bachelorette party? We may end up getting to that before the end of the show today. Something just to kind of take us out on a high note. Paul says, man, back in high school, we had the Miss Dog pageant where the guys dressed up as girls and girls as guys, and we turned out just fine. Hell, I won it my senior year. I remember that, Paul. I remember you winning. For some reason, I remember you winning that. We went to the same school. Hell, I won it my senior year, but if you notice, it's these private schools making a big deal about it. Honestly, I think private schools are biased. All kids should get the same education regardless of income, just my opinion. Well, I disagree. If you can afford to keep your kids out of public schools, most of them. We've got some good schools around here, Rankin County, Pearl, Madison. I mean, we really do. I mean, they got their share of nut jobs. You're going to have that on big jobs. But like JPS and Hinds County, they got some problems. And then some of the private schools, you can nitpick. I think you should be homeschooling if you can. I mean, I think the evidence bears that out. I don't think your kids lose anything from a social standpoint. You can find plenty of social activities for homeschool kids to be involved in to keep them busy. I think they can play sports still at the schools. I'm not a homeschool expert. We didn't do that, but hindsight's 2020. You know, you really open your kids up to being around some really bad kids when you send them to public schools. And that's the problem in Jackson. That's why people will fight so hard for like school choice, because there's a lot of good folks in Jackson that can't afford private schools, can't afford to move because they're stuck in a house they can't make no money on. Now they'll lose money if they sell, and their kids are stuck going to these crap schools. White, black, Mexican, it don't matter. There's good parents out there that want to send their kids to good schools because they don't want them around these schools that are strictly just being used as daycares. These kids or these parents or parent that is just strictly using it as a daycare, does not care anything about the kids learning. These parents who will come and try to fight the teacher for disciplining their child. Let's see here. Let's send some more of your text messages up. Michelle says, oh my God, dying laughing. Let's dress the dads up as trannies. Love, love, love your show. Keep it up, bro. From Michelle. Absolutely. Jerry says, as usual, Sean is wrong. Remember, tolerance and love. Love shown to Tim Tebow by the Free to Choose group. P.S. Flag kneeling was during a work event. Prayer kneeling pregame or post-touchdown. I wonder how the court would respond to a protest by a lawyer taking a knee when the judge enters. All rise for the Honorable Judge Green. I bet Sean rose every time and said, yes, ma'am. The Tim Tebow argument is an interesting one. Tim Tebow would still be, not still be, he would have played a few more years in the league if Tim had a... I don't believe Tim got ran out of the league for the prayer stuff. I really don't. He had the number one selling jersey. He led the Denver Broncos to a playoff. The Denver Broncos had a chance to get Peyton Manning. And they went to a Super Bowl and they won a Super Bowl. It's really hard to fault Denver for cutting Tebow. And then he goes to some teams that it just don't work out. I really, in my heart of heart, I don't believe Tim got ran. Now, he got a lot of criticism for the prayer. I mean, the national media, that was really the beginning of, like, cancel culture, if you think about it, where the national media really showed their hand on the narrative they wanted to push. That was like the sports media, where they, like, started really taking a side and not just talking about sports. I mean, black dudes been praying up every time they score a touchdown, thanking God, all that stuff. Never anybody ever said anything, but that white quarterback did it. Man, the media got mad. Makes you wonder. You know, ESPN's owned by Disney. Disney shoving an agenda down your kids' throats, literally and figuratively. Roger says, it doesn't help that you have kids raising kids. Talking about the Jackson Public Schools. Well, and others for that matter. Bobcat, circling back to the Tebow thing, says Kaepernick was a $17 million per year bench warmer who walked out on his final year of his contract. Anyone having any sympathy for him can go cry me a river. I thought he said something about Tebow. Sorry, I'm playing another text I saw. Let's see here. Unknown texture, unlike Biden, Harrison could actually speak English. You had a few unread texts. Jake says on the Guns and Gear text line, it's all foretold in the Bible. Romans 1:28 says that since they decided to no longer acknowledge God, he turned them over to their own debased minds. That's my friend. That, my friends, is why we say we are based. We are not debased. Let's see here. We got a couple minutes to spare in this segment. I am going to circle back to this story on OutKick. A woman finds out her best friend of 20 years slept with her husband at his bachelor party. During a night of drinking with her best friend of 20 years, an Australian woman learned that her maid of honor cheated on her partner. She then found out she did so by sleeping with her husband at his bachelor party. The woman, known as Sophie, reached out to the host of the podcast, Everybody Has a Secret, looking for some advice on how to break the news to her husband, Tom, that they were getting divorced. As she did, she shared the details behind how her best friend revealed that she had slept with her husband. Sophie wrote in her letter to the podcast, "Last week, my best friend Maddie admitted to me that she has sex with my husband at his bachelor party." Apparently, they call it Buck's party over in Australia. She continued, "As you can imagine, I'm devastated. My husband Tom and I have been married for 18 months, and I had absolutely no idea that there were any issues in our relationship, let alone that he was capable of this level of deception." Never underestimate people's ability to be deceptive. "Being best friends for nearly two decades, the two women know exactly how many men each of them have been with," or so Sophie had thought. She thought that she wasn't completely up to date on Maddie's number during a girls' night when the ladies started discussing body counts. Sophie explained that Maddie has been with the same partner for the last 3 years, and the last she knew, Maddie had been with 18 different men. So she was caught off guard when her friend said her number was 19. "As soon as she said that, I corrected her," Sophie said. She drunkenly said, "No, mine is 19. She clearly realized that in that moment she had made a mistake, because she tried to pathetically backtrack, but she was too inebriated to do it convincingly. Sophie added, "In this moment, I thought she'd probably just exposed herself for cheating on her partner, Jack, and was embarrassed." Later, Sophie found out the sobering truth. She privately asked Maddie whether she had been unfaithful to her boyfriend. Her friend burst into tears and repeatedly told her it was a mistake before announcing that the person she cheated with was with my husband, Tom. Sophie responded to the news by giving her friend a five-finger sandwich across the face. I love it. After slapping her, she called it a night on the girls' night. Well, I guess so, you know. Girls' night's probably over about the time you admit to sleeping with the other girl's husband on his bachelor party, which I guess technically they weren't married yet. Not that that matters. And then, of course, and you slap her. Yeah, I mean, girls' night's probably over at that point. Anyway, she never did receive an explanation from her friend as to how it all went down or how she ended up at her husband's bachelor party. Maddie has been begging for forgiveness, but Sophie doesn't want to hear it and doesn't know if she can talk to her again. She also doesn't want Sophie to break the news to her partner, Jack. That's not at the top of Sophie's list of concerns at the moment. Tom is overseas, and she plans on waiting until he gets home to inform him that their marriage isn't going to be continuing. Now, that's a girl's night out. These two are headed down the BFF path for life before an almost two-year secret derailed the whole thing. This guy isn't going to know what hit him once he returns home. Well, I would think that the other girl's probably already reached out to him. Said, "Hey, you're coming home to some bad, I'm afraid I've got some bad news for you. I got drunk and told her what we did." Karma always comes back around, folks. But I'm curious, like, you've been married for almost a year and a half. Everything's been perfect. Like, everything's been perfect. You've been married for a year and a half. I'd read the story wrong at first. I thought it was they'd been married for 20 years, and then she found out her best friend of 20 years had slept with her husband 20 years ago. Like, could you imagine having been with somebody for 20 years, found out they cheated at their bachelor party? Do you forgive them? Because you 20 years of life that you've created together, a family, a home, kids, all that. But you found out they slept with somebody at the bachelor party, best friend or not. Do you forgive them? Or do you get retro mad and divorce? And that's a real question. That's a tough one. It's like, all right, we've had 20 great years, but you cheated, you broke that at your bachelor party or bachelorette party. I mean, I'm going to sit here and say, I'm out, Clay out. But that's going to be a hard one. Let's take a break. Let me know what y'all think. Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. 769-241-1944. Mazda Jackson phone line, 601-879-0002. This segment has been brought to you by Lakeland Glass and Tint. Guys, get over there today. Check out Lakeland Glass and Tint for all your automotive, home, and business window tinting needs. Get that ceramic coating. a ceramic tint, I mean, on your vehicle's windows today. Help keep the heat out. There's nothing worse than getting into a 200-degree vehicle with leather seats this time of year. Help keep the sun damage down and save the skin on the back of your legs over at Lakeland Glass and Tint. Help keep your utility bills down by putting it on your home and business. Protect your paint during these brutal summer months here in the South with ceramic coating. They use Expel products, top flight stuff there, really, really good. They can always wrap your vehicle and turn it into a rolling billboard as well. And, of course, they got you faded for all your windshield repair and replacement needs as well. LakelandGlassAndTint.com now for a quote on how much it's going to cost you. We'll be right back. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show here on WYAB. This segment is going to be brought to you by our friends over at Men's Health of Mississippi. Guys, get those levels checked today. That free testosterone screening compliments of Men's Health of Mississippi. You're dealing with a little bit of a low libido? How about tired? How about can't quite get the progress going in the gym that you're hoping for? You could be dealing with low testosterone. I know I was. I ain't scared to admit it. That's why I have been screaming it to the rooftops since before these guys were even a sponsor on the show. Go get your levels checked. Worst thing you'll find out is you don't need it. Best thing you find out is you do. Or no, other way around. Best thing you find out is you don't need it. Worst thing you find out, you do. Had it backwards there. But look, if you're dealing with fatigue, decreased muscle tone, lack of energy, low libido, brain fog, sleep disturbances, or the dreaded erectile dysfunction, you could be dealing with low testosterone. Text FREE. That's right, just the word FREE, F-R-E-E, to 601-327-8550 today and get scheduled for your free testosterone screening at Men's Health in Mississippi, located right out there on Fountains Boulevard in Madison, Mississippi. Tell them Clay sent you. Text FREE to 601-327-8550. Guys, getting a lot of calls during the breaks, and I just don't talk on the phone during the break. I got a lot going on getting the segments ready. If y'all want to talk on the show, cool, call. I'll put you on hold during the break. We'll come back. I'll put you on the show. Sorry, got too much going on. If y'all want to talk, we do it on the air on the show. I know some of the other guys take their calls off air. I don't. Try not to anyway. Let's see here. Man, we've had a lot to hit this morning. We're going to have to jump straight to the next thing. I did want to talk about the teachers that were going to do that sent the kill them all text. And I'm going to say this about it real quick. You know how I know those weren't white teachers? Because they didn't tell us they were. You know how I know they weren't white teachers? Because they hadn't already been fired. There's an extreme double standard in this state. In this media in this state. I was talking to Sean about this on the phone. I said, well, let's find out if they're white or black. I'm going to go to Ashton Pittman's Twitter feed and Mississippi Free Press's website, and if they even have a story about it up. Well, no. Nothing there. There's black teachers talking about poor black kids. They should be fired for saying, kill them all. 100%. If they're white, they should be fired. But the outrage, all I ask for is equal outrage from our media and from everybody. Be as mad about this as if they were white and talking about poor black students or white students. That's really all I got to say about it. Marjorie Taylor Greene versus Jasmine Ratchet Crockett. I'm sure y'all have seen this by now. We're going to play a smidgen of their little back and forth here. The other day, this is 3 minutes long. I don't foresee playing the whole 3 minutes because Jasmine Crockett said some other really stupid stuff after this.
I'd like to know if any of the Democrats on this committee are employing Judge Mershon's daughter.
Please tell me what that has to do with Merrick Garland.
So real quick, what they're talking about is all the different Democrats on the committee here that are paying the judge in the Trump New York case. His daughter works for a political marketing group. They're all paying her. And this is their way. And I'm sure she's allegedly funneling that money to her dad. This is all one big trap. I can't wait for the military tribunals and the eventual return to lining these folks up against a concrete wall.
Is she a porn star?
Oh, Goldman. That's right. He's advising. Okay.
He's advising who? What? Do you know what we're here for? You know we're here about AG.
I don't think you know what you're here for.
Well, you the one talking about. I guess
I think your fake eyelashes are messing up.
No, ain't nothing.
Hold on, hold on. Order,
Mr. Chairman.
That's beneath even
you.
Order,
that's beneath the order of your committee.
Order.
I do have a point of order, and I would like to move to take down Ms. Green's words. That is absolutely unacceptable.
Now, this is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's triggered.
Acceptable. How dare you attack the physical appearance of another person?
Are your feelings
hurt? Her words down.
Aww.
Oh, girl, baby girl.
Oh, really?
Don't even play.
Baby girl,
we are going to move and we're going to take your words down.
I second that motion.
So who will have to pay it?
Okay.
Ms. Green agrees to strike her words.
I believe she needs to apologize. No.
Perry, okay, hold on. Then after Mr. Perry's going to be recognized, then Ms. Green.
I'm not apologizing.
Well, then
okay, reserve the right to object.
Perry, I am not apologizing.
Now let's go. Come on, guys.
Why don't you debate me?
Mr. Chairman. The minority.
It's pretty self-evident.
You're not.
You don't have enough intelligence.
Out of order. Chair recognizes Mr. Perry.
Okay, move to strike the.
I move to strike the lady's words again. That's two requests to strike.
Oh, they cannot take the words.
There's another motion to strike her words again. Please
right, okay,
get your
here's,
members under
here's
control.
Here's the correct apology, Ms. Green. Do you agree to unanimous consent to strike your words?
I repeat again for the second time. Yes, I'll strike my words, but I'm not apologizing.
Without objection.
Mr. Chair, point of order.
Here's where the hood rat stuff starts.
It's me.
Ms. Crockett.
I'm just curious, just to better understand your ruling, if someone on this committee then starts talking about somebody's bleach blonde, bad built butch body, that would not be engaging in personalities, correct?
A what now?
Chairman, I make a motion to strike those words.
I'm trying to find clarification
on what quality. Chairman, motion to strike those words.
I have no idea what you just said.
We're not gonna do this. Look, you guys.
So, of course, Crockett runs to every media outlet she can get to call MJT a racist for talking about her fake eyelashes or whatever. I know plenty of white women with fake eyelashes, too. That is not just a black thing. The wigs typically are, but eyelashes not so much. That was not racist. She got fake eyelashes. They look ridiculous. Her eyelashes look like those eyelashes that these women put on the front of their 2006 Nissan Altimas. They look ridiculous. You're allowed to call out stupidity. That's the rule on this show. You're allowed to call out stupidity. I don't care what protected class you think you're under. Making fun of you is not a hate crime. We're going to make hate great again. So, you know, I was watching wrestling one time, and I rarely agree with The Rock on anything. But The Rock was talking with The Miz one time, years and years ago. And The Miz likes to say, "I'm awesome." And The Rock says, "The Rock knows one thing. Whenever you have to constantly tell somebody you're awesome, you're most certainly not awesome." Well, here is Jasmine Crockett with a message from MAGA. She wants us to know she'll always be smarter than us. And in my personal history, anybody that has to tell you they're smarter than you typically is in fact not smarter than you.
They encourage me to be who I am because I really am doing and experiencing things that so many other Black women are experiencing. But unfortunately, their stories aren't highlighted. And I also took this as an opportunity to, again, flex on MAGA and let them know that I will always be smarter than you. You can call me a DEI hire all you want to.
Okay, DEI hire. Let's take a break, come back, land the plane for the day. This is the Clay Edwards Show. Welcome back in to the Clay Edwards Show. As we get ready to land the plane for the day, had to bring it back home with a little old school Mississippi Mafia. Back when Jackson rappers, you know, actually could rap. Back when Jackson rappers were actually straight men. Woo-wee! Come a long way since 1995. And not in the good way. Not in a good way. Hey, been a fun show today, guys. Make sure you get out, support all these great sponsors. That's what keeps this train rolling on down the tracks. Make sure you're following me on social media at SaveJXN from Instagram to TikTok to X to Facebook, everywhere, YouTube. We'll be doing a live stream later today on YouTube, Rumble, X. It'll be going, it goes everywhere. Pick your platform. I may try to start narrowing it down and pushing it to one or two specifically, but for the time being, we're going to go where the people are at, not try to make the people come to us. So make sure you're following me there. Coming up next, I believe you got the Chip Matthews Show with an array of different hosts. You got Timothy Jenkins. You got Lindsey Beckham, I believe. So y'all be sure to check out Lindsey's podcast, Raising Liberty, I believe is the name of it. Check that out. She's been started her podcast. Man, we got so many great up-and-coming content creators here in Central Mississippi. The audio, all the cats and all the cats, all the dogs and cats, all the folks over at Audio Alchemy, all those different podcasts they're doing over there. Daniel and his team doing some great stuff. The SK podcast, what my show, Kim Wade's show, Mike Madison, all the folks here who are putting their podcast out. A lot of on-demand content available from local Mississippi content creators. There's another one I follow. It's out of a Brazilian, it's out of a MMA gym up in Starkville or Columbus called the Mississippi Man or Man Up podcast, something like that. Really, really good. A lot of good content out there. And it just makes everybody better. When you're fighting for ears, the cream rises to the top. It forces all of us to be better and be competitive because you guys got a ton of options. I will be back here tomorrow, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Stay safe. Peace out.